that we wanted to talk about was any future potential for Quentin Nola on the show, how that would work. Are you guys interested?
Well, I am. Yeah, I'm always interested in working with Lisa. I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would. You know, hey, that would be a real treat to me.
Right.
And you know, if you know, and if Lisa is available and wants to do it, I am 100% for it. Because you know, when you work with good people, you want to work with them again.
Right.
And I've been lucky in my career, and I know Lisa has too, of working with, you know, she worked with Jerry Orbach and people like that. And when you work with good people, you just don't ever want that to end.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm for it. What about you, Lisa?
Well, you know, I think that the only way it could happen is for, you know, the characters to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? You know, there needs to be an appreciation that, you know, they're looking. See, Michael and I are both, continue to be recognized on a daily basis. And if these shows are looking for numbers, which all of them are, then you think when we were on, Guiding Light had a 30 share. Now that doesn't exist anymore.
Right,
you know, in daytime television.
Right.
So if you got back any of those people, that would be something. That would be some kind of movement. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it has to be done in a way that the characters are appreciated and not as we were brought back before.
Right.
With no understanding or appreciation of the audience and their memory of these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you want to capture.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we all feel like, you know, we would love to see you guys again, but we definitely do not want a repeat performance. And
right.
We're
well,
also
that's,
all
but I feel the same way.
Yeah.
We're also all willing to just forget that that whole story even happened.
Right.
And just pretend like it never happened. And, I mean, they do that all the time. The continuity is off. So
right.
Let's ignore this one ugly period of time.
Right.
And just have them come back. I mean, I'd love to see them come back with their kids, you know,
right.
The kids be grown up. They could have, you know, big storylines. But I would definitely want, you know, the characters to be treated in a respectful way.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the only way it could work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, really,
mm-hmm.
is if someone, you know, would, you know, could write story, you know, in the with appreciation, some
mm-hmm.
sort of appreciation of their history.
Yeah,
and who they were.
When I looked at Guiding Light, I mean, my question was, where are the Bowers? Where are the, you know, there's too
all
few
gone.
Falling.
They're all gone. They let Jerry go.
Yeah, everybody's
and
gone.
That,
and
there's
and
no
the Rearings.
There's no Chamberlains.
And
right.
the interesting thing about it was that even when we were on the show and when we left the show and all that other stuff, I mean, we were so intricately tied into all of the families, not just by marriage, but also by, Quentin Nola owned at one time a controlling share of Spalding Enterprises.
Right.
That they proxied over to Maeve's character at one time. All of this stuff, I mean, so there are natural tie-ins to that area, and they could do it. I mean, if they just kind of laid it in there, you know, just and just had an appreciation, like Lisa said, for the characters and a respect for them.
Yeah, and but it's not only that; it's, you know, respect for the audience.
Oh yeah, and for sake of argument, that they did, you can guarantee that between Lisa and I, we would do everything that we possibly could to ensure that respect
mm-hmm.
for the audience. And if it wasn't working, they would know about it. Because,
yeah.
You know, we've both been around the block and through this. I mean, I can't remember. I think I've had 18 years on soap. So I'm, you know, and Lisa's had as many, if not more. We know. It's not like we're stupid people. And we also have a great appreciation for our audience.
You know, Donna, what would be fun is to have the, you know, your website people write what kind of story that could bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you actually should check out when